श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 25 टू 29 ततो विपद्य व्यान महासुरो रुसानुसिम्हम् गदयोर वेगया तां विक्रमन्तं सगदं गदाधरो महोरगं ताक्षसुतो यथाग्रहीत् सतस्य हस्तो कलितस्तदासुरो विक्रीडतो यद्वत् अहिर् गरुतात्मता असाध्य मन्नंत उतो कथो मरा गणश्चदा भारत सर्वदीर्ष्य पा तम्मन्यमानो निजवीर्य संकितं यद्दष्ट मुक्तो दुहरे महासुरा पुनस्तम आसद्धता खड्ग चर्माने प्रगृह वेगेन गतश्रमो मृगे तंस्वेन वेगम सतचंद्र पत्माभिस चरंत मच्छिद्रम उपरदोहरी कृत्वताहासं करं उत्सवानो वनम निमिलिताक्षं जगृहे महाजवा विश्वक्स्फुरन्तं ग्रहणातुरं हरिर् व्यालो यताकुं कुलिसक्षत त्वचं दार्युर्मुपत्य दार्युर्मापत्य ददारलीलया नकैर यतायं गर्व महाविषम ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की देयर आफ्टर द ग्रेट डेमन हिरण्यकशिपु वाज एक्सट्रीमली एंग्री स्विफ्टली अटैक्ड नरसिंहदेव with his club and began to beat him. Lord Narasimhadev, however, captured the great demon along with his club, just as Garuda had captured the great snake. O Yudhishthir, O great son of Bharat, when Lord Narasimhadev gave Hiranyakashipu a chance to slip from his hand, just as Garuda sometimes plays with a snake and lets it slip from his mouth, the demigods who had lost their abodes were hiding behind the clouds for fear of the demon did not consider that incident very good. Indeed, they were perturbed. When Hiranyakashipu was in the presence of, was in the process of being killed by Lord Narasimhadev, the Lord gave the demon a chance to slip from his clutches. This incident was not very much appreciated by the demigod, but they were greatly afraid of Hiranyakashipu. They knew that if somehow or the other Hiranyakashipu escaped from Narasimhadev's hands and saw that the demigods were looking forward to his death with great pleasure, he would take great revenge upon them. Therefore, they were very much afraid. When Hiranyakashipu was freed from the hands of Narasimhadev, he falsely thought that Lord was afraid of his prowess. Therefore, after taking a little rest from the fight, he took up his sword and shield and again attacked the Lord with great force. When a sinful man enjoys material facilities, foolish people sometimes think, how is it that the sinful man is enjoying, whereas a pious man is suffering? By the will of the Supreme, a sinful man is sometimes given the chance to enjoy material world as if you are not under the clutches of material nature, just so that he may be fooled. A sinful man who acts against the laws of nature must be punished, but sometimes he is given a chance to play, exactly like Hiranyakashipu when he was released from the hands of Narasimhadeva. Hiranyakashipu was destined to be ultimately killed by Narasimhadeva, but just to see the fun, the Lord gave him a chance to slip from his hands, making a loud, shrill sound of laughter. The Supreme Personality of God, Narayana, is extremely strong and powerful, captured Hiranyakashipu, who was protecting himself with his sword and shield, leaving no gaps open. With the speed of a hawk, Hiranyakashipu moved, sometimes in the sky, sometimes on the earth, his eyes closed because of fear of Narasimhadeva's laughter. Today's sloka. As a snake captures a mouse, or Garuda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Narasimhadeva captured Hiranyakashipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakashipu moved his limbs here, there, and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Narasimhadeva placed his demon on his laps, supporting him with his thighs, and in the doorway of the assembly hall. The Lord very easily tore the demon to pieces with the nails of his hand. Repeat. As a snake captures a mouse, Gauda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Narasimhadeva captured Hiranyakashipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakashipu moved his limbs here, there, and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Narasimhadeva placed the demon on his lap, supporting him with his thighs, and in the doorway of the assembly hall, the Lord very easily tore the demon to pieces with the nails of his hand, purported by his divine grace. Hiranyakashipu had received from Lord Brahma the benediction that he would not be dying on the land or in the sky. Therefore, to keep the promise of Lord Brahma intact, Narasimhadeva placed Hiranyakashipu's body on his lap, which was neither land nor sky. Hiranyakashipu has received benediction that he would not die either during the day or at night. Therefore, to keep the promise of Brahma, the Lord killed Hiranyakashipu in the evening, which is the end of the day and the beginning of night, but it is neither day nor night. Hiranyakashipu had taken a benediction from Lord Brahma that he would not be die from any weapon or be killed by any person, dead or alive. They were just to keep the word of Lord Brahma. Lord Narasimhadeva pierced Hiranyakashipu's body with his nails, which are not weapons, they are not living or dead. Indeed, the nails can be called dead, but at the same time they can be said to be alive to keep intact all Lord Brahma's benedictions. Lord Narasimhadeva paradoxically, but very easily, killed the great demon Narasimhadeva, the great demon Hiranyakashipu. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन कलाते चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। ఈ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితమైన గీతలో స్వయం రూప కథామయం దాపి స్వాపర జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద ఈ అద్వైత గదాదారికి అతని గౌరవభక్త ఉందా. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే రామ 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 హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే రామ రామ రామ. So every living entity wants to be immortal. Every living entity wants to be an enjoyer. We all want to be free from fear, anxiety and worry. No one wants to die, but everyone has to die. English, sir? Yes, sir.
No, sir.
ఎక్కడ కోట్ల పూడి ఎక్కడ ఉండేది ఎక్కడ ఉండేది ఎక్కడ ఉండేది ఎక్కడ అక్కడి నుంచి వచ్చారు ఇక్కడికి. కృష్ణ అంటే బాగా ఇష్టం అని మీకు ఇష్టదైవం ఎవరు? ఆదివారాలు కూడా వస్తూ ఉంటారా? మందిరంలో ఎవరు తెలుసు మీకు? మందిరంలో ఎవరు తెలుసు? ఎవరు తెలుసు అంటే మాంసాహారం తింటారా? ఉల్లిపాయలు, టీ కాఫీలు, టీ కాఫీ సో వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఏం చేస్తున్నారు? నో వన్ వాంట్స్ టు డై, ఎవ్రీవన్ వాంట్స్ టు బి ఇమ్మార్టల్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ వాంట్స్ టు ఎంజాయ్ హిస్ లైఫ్. బట్ అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ here, although we don't want to die, death is certain. Everyone wants food, but no one wants to do agriculture. Everybody wants water, but nobody stops wasting water. Do you waste water? Tell honestly. When you want to wash hand, you need little water. Big flow. Because we are not careful. people don't want water scarcity. People want water, but everybody wastes water. How many buckets of water you use for taking bath? Ten buckets. So, a Krishna devotee, it is written there, everything is energy of Krishna. If you are a very serious devotee of Krishna, if you are advancing in Krishna consciousness, you are very careful with everything, not just singing tunes, the aarti, see my tunes. Krishna has to see you. If Abhay Charan sees your tunes, what will you do? He will bless you or what? He himself is seeking blessings. What blessings he has? Huh? So whenever you are singing, what should be the mood? I am singing not for my pleasure. I am not singing for the pleasure of Manideep or Sri Kumar, Srikar. You are not singing to show Sri Kumar, you see I can play better than you. All useless kirtans. No? Whenever you are singing, you have to be careful. We are standing before Krishna. We don't know. Did you any time think you are standing before Krishna? Tell me honestly. Like that. So you are standing before some wall. So whenever you are in the temple room, because we don't remember Krishna outside the temple room, but in the temple room also, because outside 24 hours we are like, 23 hours we are like that. Same habit. Come to the temple, stand here and see everybody. You are coming to see everybody or to see Jagannath to the temple. You are coming to the temple to look at everybody's face or to Jagannath's face. Temple is meant for seeing Ganesh and Krishna and Pujar Srinivas or what? Huh? We used to call him Conductor Srinivas. Is he a conductor now? No. So you cannot say anymore Conductor Srinivas. You have to call him Pujar Srinivas. Finish. Job changing. Alright. So devotee means Sishya. Sishya. Sadhak. Sishya will do sadhana or not? Or you will become Sishya without sadhana? Not possible. So Sishya or Sadhaka. In Sanskrit, Susrushaya. Guru Susrushaya. One who does menial service to Guru and Krishna. Tell me some menial services. What is menial service? Menu. Curd rice. What is menial service? What is that? Guru Susrushaya Yatha. Krishna will be pleased not by your austerities, not by your yoga, not by your learning. Krishna is not pleased. The whole process of Bhakti Yoga is developing humbleness. Nothing else. Humbleness. Because God is great, we are all insignificant. So just remain humble. Always humble. Humility. That's why after saying all the Sishtashtakam means how many prayers are there? Sishtashtakam. How many?
Eight.
So of all the eight, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, of the eight, the whole Vedic knowledge is put in eight slokas by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Sishtashtakam. So, all things, everything, that's what we daily read. Translation, original, because one thing is, we are supposed to learn. So we cannot learn all the Vedas. Is it possible? Not possible. We cannot remember. But at least, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Namo Mahavadanyaya. It's so magnanimous, so merciful. So compassionate that people are breaking their heads. Discussions. What we are supposed to learn from Vedas and how we are to apply Vedas into our life. Vedanti. Vedanti means not one who just learned Vedanta. Vedanti means one who practices Vedanta, not a scholar, not just a scholar, but who is digesting Vedanta. Vidya dadati vinayam. If you are really learning devotional service, that's the Prabhupada introduced Prabhu. Prabhupada introduced Prabhu. Prabhu means, I am servant, everybody is my master. Are you calling everybody Prabhu or not? Are you calling Ganesh, Krishna, like that you are calling, or you are calling by Prabhu? Whenever you are calling anybody, you have to use the word Prabhu. Again, careless. Using the word Prabhu plus bossing on the Prabhu. Calling, you are my boss, but you actually, practically you boss on him. So, carelessness is the nature of a sensual person because he is not in control of himself. You are controlled by senses. No? So naturally, we cannot deal politely with people. We cannot appreciate people. We cannot forgive people. If you don't forgive, Krishna will not forgive also. Yeah, that's right. You don't forgive. How can you go and ask forgiveness from Krishna? Krishna, I am a fool. Krishna, I am a sinner. Please forgive me. But you did not forgive anybody. You brand people, this guy is handsome, that guy is bad, this guy is a fool. So, our problem is asavadhan. Savadhan, so we are coming to the temple to learn what is? To learn sadhana. No? Sadhana means savadhan. How to become attentive. Everything. Is Krishna everywhere or not? Everywhere he is. In your ball, in your hair, Krishna is there. Chichi, no, where is your ball? No, he is there. Whether it is ball or stool, Krishna is there. Huh? Because for Krishna, simply everything is, either it is material energy or spiritual energy. For you, like that. பட் ஃபார் கிருஷ்ணா மெட்டீரியலானது ஸ்பிரிச்சுவலானது. இஸ் கிருஷ்ணா தேர் இன் தி பிக் ஆர் நாட்? கிருஷ்ணா இன் தி பிக். கிருஷ்ணா கேமல் ஆக் ஆல்சோ சுக்கர ரூபா கேசவ த்ரூதா சுக்கர ரூபா. ஸோ யூ ஷுட் நாட் ஹேட் பிக்ஸ் யூ ஹேட் பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் சாவதான். You see things from outside. If you see the spirit soul in everybody, immediately you begin to deal with them very politely. Here is Krishna's part and parcel. Suppose Krishna comes with Balaram, you ignore Balaram and say, Jai, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. And you say, Jai Krishna Balaram. You right? You don't just say, Krishna, I only care for Krishna, I don't care for Balaram. Not for it. If you are minimizing anybody, suppose somebody is a very bad person, you are dealing with him. No? You are dealing with bad, not with bad person. You want to stop bad. The person is good, why is he doing bad? So let us stop bad. So a devotee will never see anybody as bad person. He knows that everybody is a spirit soul. And if you can teach him, if you can teach him, how do you think you are now? That before you came to ISKCON, how many months now? Five months. So have you become better or same thing? Huh? Are you becoming better or same thing? If you are same thing, then stop coming. So you are not benefiting from ISKCON. Why are you coming to ISKCON? Because you are benefiting from ISKCON. At least pay prasadam. So, the whole idea of devotional service is savadhan. Savadhan before Krishna, savadhan before Maya, savadhan before Krishna's energy. If you are not sovereign before Maya, Maya will take you over. Maya is looking for an opportunity. And when you are not attentive, let me just grab him. Let me just grab him. Because Maya doesn't want nonsense devotees to disturb Krishna. Maya doesn't want nonsense devotees to disturb Krishna. So Maya's business is, it will come into the temple. Any nonsense steward is here, let me create a fight. Or let me create some money-mindedness. So Maya's business is to create fights. Maya's business is to pilfer money. Oh, money is here. I can just, or things are there, I can enjoy. Maya's business. Maya is always showing you wrong things. You are the enjoyer, don't become a servant. Enjoy. So, Maya's business is tempt you with money. Maya's business is tempt you with enjoyments. Maya's business is to make you take good rest. Take rest. Why you are working unnecessarily? Let others work, and you take rest. That is Maya. You don't know that when you are taking services from the devotees, your bhakti is going down. When you are taking service from the devotees, your bhakti is going up or going down? Huh? Going down. Whenever you are taking services from the devotee, your bhakti is going down. Whenever you are serving the devotees, your bhakti is going up. You are here to go up or go down. work, then what you have to do? Serve the devotees. That is the secret. Don't bother. He is not working, he is not working. That Maya will take care. You do what you want. He is not also working, let me not also work. He is also fighting. Why I cannot fight? So, whenever there is a fight, understand you are in Maya. Whenever you are becoming lax, always see Mangalarti. After samsara dhamana is finished, he comes. Okay. Here is mini hero coming. Always you have to be. Why should I go late for Mangalarti? Why am I here in the temple? Always 365 days you have to. That means if you have not come, that means the day Maya is Maya has trapped you. Why you are in the temple to attend Mangalarti? Why you have to come late? I'm sorry, Maya. Come to serve Krishna. So, point is, Savadhan. It is not, I learned Mangalarti, I know how to sing. Now I know this, that. Not learning. Have you become, head straightened? Why people surrender to Prabhupada? The people saw Prabhupada in and out. They saw that Prabhupada is not an exploitator. Prabhupada is not an enjoyer. Prabhupada is not a proud person. Prabhupada was compassionate. Prabhupada was service-minded. Prabhupada was always careful. People misbehaved with Prabhupada. When suppose somebody misbehaves with you, what will you do? What will you do? Generally, conditioned souls. If I misbehave you, you misbehave 10 times more than me. Oh, you told me one, I will tell you four. That means you are misbehaving more than. That guy said something, you tell him four things. Then who is more misbehaving? Yourself. But Prabhupada, when our people misbehaved, Prabhupada was saying, oh, poor man, is under the influence of three modes of material nature. But I am not under the three modes of material nature. So I should handle people gently. Always. That's why Prabhupada was one mistake after the other. Just all right, move on, all right, move on, again, try again. So, Prabhupada never rejected anybody. All right. As long as you say, I want to improve. All right, come on. There will be a chance. Because Prabhupada, he knows my business is to help people. I am not here to send people away from Krishna. I am here to bring people closer to Krishna. So that means if you come to ISKCON, you are caught. There is no rest. You have to respect everybody. And you have to be humble. Is that right? Can you be in ISKCON without respecting others? Can you be in ISKCON without being humble? That's why we are going down. You see a sannyasi, bow down. You come to the temple, you bow down. And before your seniors, you remain polite. You'll only respect me and not others or what? You'll only respect me or you'll respect everybody? Huh? everybody. Everybody is alert. So, the point is, Hiranyakashipu and Lord Narasimhadeva. Narasimhadeva is completely, is the personification of a materialist. Ignore God, defy God's laws, dominate others, and be the proprietor and enjoyer. But that will not go on forever, because nature's laws are very stringent. Suppose I do some bad things in secret. If you do something secretly, you do some bad things. Nobody knows. But you cannot hide anything from Krishna. Did I? Can you hide anything from Krishna? Where is Krishna? Right in your heart. Right from your thoughts. The moment you, suppose you have some bad thought, nobody knows. You did not speak bad. You did not act bad. But you only have bad thought. Nobody knows. But who knows? Krishna knows. He is there in the Paramatma. Iswara sarvabhutanam rudesi arjana tishtati. That's why devotees, they are not partial. They don't do any injustice. Anyaya. A devotee is God's representative. Is that right? A devotee is servant of Krishna. Is Krishna partial? Is Krishna exploitative? So a devotee who represents Krishna, he cannot be partial. That is the nature of a devotee. And he will not mistreat others. Whether he is a beggar, whether he is this man or that man, a devotee will deal politely. So that is the nature of a devotee. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was decorated with all saintly qualities. There is no perfect personality like Prahlad. If you are dealing roughly with another rogue, oh, that guy is a bad person, therefore you have to chastise him, you have to punish him. But what fault is there in Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj is 100% sadhu. 10% sadhu. Prahlad Maharaj is simply in this world to serve others. No enjoyment for himself. Prahlad Maharaj. If somebody becomes enemy to Prahlad Maharaj, that means he must be the worst person. Suppose you have enmity with outsiders. Maybe he is a bad person, so you don't like him. But when you don't like devotees, that means who is bad? Suppose you don't like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is bad or you are bad? If you don't like Prahlad Maharaj, that means you are bad. So if you don't like devotees, who is bad? We are bad. Because we are bad, we see bad in others. That's the thing. Because we are bad, we don't see good in others. A bad person's business is what? To see bad in others. A bad person's business is to see bad in others. If you are a good person, how you will see bad in others? See? If you are a good person, how can you see bad in others? That's a devotee is called, a devotee is like is like a butterfly. A devotee is like a butterfly. All of us are like housefly. Housefly. Housefly means where there is garbage. Suppose the room is very clean, flies will not come. Flies will go where there is dirt. So you want to be like butterfly or a housefly? Housefly. You want to become from housefly to butterfly. Right now we are all houseflies, that's why we are in houses. Now you want to be butterfly. Where is butter available? With Krishna. Krishna is a butter thief. So you know that Krishna's temple has butter. So you come here to temple, that means you don't want to be a housefly anymore. You want to be a butterfly. I hover around Krishna because Krishna is butter. Krishna is makancha. So, if in your heart all good qualities are there, your heart is like butter. Butter is soft or hard? Did you any time touch butter? Very soft. So, when our heart is butter-like, that means just give your heart to everybody. You like everybody, you want to serve everybody, you want to appreciate everybody, then understand your heart is like butter. If your heart is like steel means iron. Iron will go and nothing. Your finger will hurt. You go and do like this in butter. Your hand will go into the butter. You go and go to steel rod. What happens? Blood. So people whose hearts are like steel, they make others cry and they also cry. When you hit other person, you will cry. And you will also cry because you have done a wrong thing. Police will come and they will beat you up and you will cry. You made him cry and you have to cry also. So steel frames, they hurt others and they are also hurt. And butter frames, they absorb everybody. They become friends. So people may come with any intentions, a devotee knows how to make friendship with others. That is a devotee. People may come with any intentions. The devotee, because he is very kind, the devotee is learned, the devotee is decorated with good qualities. So now this is a fight between Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad actually did not want to fight. He wanted to stand like this. Because he doesn't want to hurt anybody. But who has come to support Prahlad? Hiranyakashipu, Narasimha Deva came. Prahlad, he did not want to fight. He was taking all the insults, he was taking all the punishments. Prahlad was punished or not? Prahlad was punished. Prahlad was insulted or not? He was insulted. But Prahlad was trying to do good to Hiranyakashipu. Although Hiranyakashipu was blaspheming Prahlad, although Hiranyakashipu was punishing Prahlad, but in return, what Prahlad Maharaj is doing, he was using abuses. Hiranyakashipu was abusing. But Prahlad Maharaj, he is trying to give upadesh, good instructions. Good instructions. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu was trying to kill Prahlad. But Prahlad is trying to save Hiranyakashipu. Actually, he prays to Narasimha Deva, please, save my father. See? So much torture Hiranyakashipu did for Prahlad. Prahlad is thinking, how can I create auspiciousness? How can I serve my father? So the point is, devotees don't try to defend themselves. Devotees, they are simple, straightforward, and if people take devotees as incapable people, if people take devotees as simpletons, if others take devotees want to exploit devotees, but Krishna will not tolerate. A devotee doesn't defend himself. A devotee admits, I am full of bad qualities and my thoughts are not good. They admit, even though they are good, they say I am bad. Because they are humble people. So when a person becomes a devotee of the stature of Prahlad Maharaj, that high quality devotee, we are all devotees in name, no quality devotee, only in name. High quality devotee, Prahlad, immediately Krishna's power is behind you. You don't have to pray to Krishna, please Krishna protect me from this guy, please protect me from this. Only Krishna prays for protection from Maya, not from any person. Please protect me from this man, that man. So the point is, here we are trying to become attentive, here we are trying to become good in sadhana. Here we are trying to appreciate others. Here we are trying to help others. There is a devotee. If you are that kind of a devotee, Krishna will make you so famous all over the world. Simply, you become a first-class devotee. And Krishna will expose you. You don't have to try to, you know, push yourself. People should call me on the stage. People should give me recognition. Devotee is always trying to improve himself. And whenever you are improved, Krishna will take you next stage. All right. Krishna will take it to take you. And Krishna knows that this guy can handle a bigger thing. When Krishna knows he can handle bigger thing, immediately Krishna will provide you the opportunity. That's why, to conclude the class, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, although all the eight things Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, all our eight are very important, but Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, being a devotee, is saying of all the eight, one is most important that will bring all the other seven into your life. Trinadapi, Sinichena, Taroriva, Sahishnana, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya, Sadahari. Always a devotee. If there are insults coming, I am getting purified. If there is some punishments coming, I am getting rid of my reaction for the sinful activities. So, if you are getting purified, getting free from sinful reactions, you have to be happy or unhappy? Happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.